Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So last week we were supposed to talk about Fire Emblem's... No. Fire Emblem Fates in Riot Control, and I actually had to wait a couple of days because I needed more time.
He was just not ready yet.
I'm not ready. Don't pressure me, okay? And now I am. Fire Emblem Fates came to us via Nintendo for the 3DS. It's available in three flavors. There's Birthright, Conquest, and then there's a collector's edition that has both. And here's one of the big hooks about Fire Emblem Fates. You play the first six chapters of the game, and then in the sixth chapter, you have to make a choice to either go with one side or the other. But the reality of it is that you need to make that choice not in the sixth chapter of the game, but when you buy it.
Yeah.
Because if you buy Birthright, you are basically on one side of this war, and if you're in Conquest, you're in the other one. Now, let's say that after these six chapters, you bought Birthright, and you're like, man, I really wish I had bought the Conquest. For an additional $20,
you could just switch it out.
You can get the other side of the DLC. And that's kind of one of their hooks, is like you can play all the way through one, and then for $20, you can go back and play all the way through the other one. And then coming up in March, for an additional $20,
then you get the final one.
A third choice will be presented in the sixth chapter of Fire Emblem Fates that you can then go off and play through that.
Well, I guess it does help keep the game...
It's just a ton of content.
In front
really.
Of you, yeah, if you just keep downloading the content.
Some people are very passionate about the Fire Emblem series for now the 3DS. If you have no idea what it is, think about sitting down. And there's kind of two halves to it. There's you playing chess, which it's kind of a turn-based strategy game, but it's more complicated than chess. Your characters can join together, use items, trade items, etc., etc. That's half the game. The other half is a visual novel slash dating sim. If you'd really like your character to get together with that character, you know, team them up in battle, and then in My Castle mode, which is new to this game, they can spend time getting cozy, talking, etc., etc. The story is very deep. So think about a medieval fantasy anime story. If those things don't sound good to you,
then you might not like it.
Fire Emblem is something that might be a little rough, because while you spend, you'll spend a lot of time playing that kind of turn-based strategy, chess-like functionality, but you're going to spend a lot of time in the story. So if you don't like the story,
you could just leave it at that if you don't like stories.
Yeah, well, I actually think Fire Emblem's great on the 3DS. I do like some anime.
Yeah.
Not all anime, but some. And so I thought that the story was engrossing. I ended up playing through the Birthright side because they're the nice guys. And word on the street is Conquest is so much harder. And I'm a big wimp when it comes to things like that. So I've spent a little time with Conquest, a little time with Birthright, or most of my time with Birthright. And in reality, because I had the collector's edition, I had both that I could look at. So and you can go back and switch sides and do one or the other in that. Is it any good? I think Fire Emblem's Fates actually is really good. It's one of those big kind of sprawling games that you get on the 3DS that I feel like makes it worth playing. It's got a good story. It's got fun gameplay. I found Birthright, the kind of easier one, to be very accessible. Conquest being tougher, and the chapters are small enough to be kind of bite-sized, so you can play for 10 to 20 minutes and it's enough. There's a ton here, though. So, like, you're playing 20 minutes at a time, you might be doing that for 2 years. But, again...
But if you're ready for that, and again, you enjoy the storyline...
There you go.
What's 2 years to you, then?
Fire Emblem's Fates. Man, I keep doing that. Fire Emblem Fates for the 3DS. And, hey, remember, Riot Control, you can find more at riot.radiou.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Let us know what you're playing.